Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're together again. We've been going on this week on some subjects that I trust will delight your heart, because we're talking about seeking divine pleasure. And I asked a question, do you want to please the Lord? And so I've been looking at those things, and I've just been giving scripture. There's 12, and it's not exclusive, it's not comprehensive. What are God's pleasures? Well, I was just sharing what they are and just giving a scripture reference. So if you didn't hear yesterday's broadcast, we talked about God's pleasure is in His creation, Revelation 4:11, in uprightness, 1 Chronicles 29:17, in wisdom, Proverbs 3:17, pleasure in His people, Psalm 149 and 4. And lastly, on yesterday's broadcast, we concluded with 5, which would be repentance from sin and separation unto God. And that's Ezra 10 and 11. Now, let's go on, because there are a number of other aspects found in the Word of God that will bring delight and pleasure to the heart of our Father. Number 6 is adopting children into His family. You know, when I did this sermon some time ago, I just went to where I said, Lord, okay, show me the things that You like, and so I'm just sharing them with You and trust they will bless Your heart. He has pleasure, and I trust none of this is real news to you, but He loves to adopt children into His family. Of course, we know that scripture that says there's more joy in over heaven when one sinner rejoices than indeed all the righteous. Our good shepherd goes out to seek and save that which is lost. He goes after the one and leaves the 99 in good keeping and in good care. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share with you is Ephesians 1:5. And this is referencing to God our Father having predestinated us, His children, unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. You see, that God the Father wanted that. And so that's why Jesus said in that beautiful prayer in John, recorded in John 17, He said, Father, see, I haven't lost any that You've given Me. And He was saying that prophetically down through the ages. He knows, regardless of what you were doing, lost in trespasses and sin, all of us say, there's no God, I don't want to serve God. He knows those that at God's appointed time would give their lives to Jesus, and they would become a member. They'd be adopted into God's family. What a wonderful family God has. Can you hardly wait till we're all together? Hallelujah. And then, number 7, He takes delight when you and I live by faith. Why? That's a familiar passage, Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, first of all, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Another passage found in Hebrews 10 and 38 says, Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man, Habakkuk said that earlier in the Old Testament, but if any man draw back and shrinks in fear, the Amplified says that, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So faith pleases God. And that should be obvious. Why? Because we're responding to a characteristic of who he is. That familiar slogan that Brother Glass always began the broadcast, you don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, because that is the very nature, the character of our God. He has all power, all wisdom in heaven and earth. Nothing is impossible to him. And if we believe him, nothing could be impossible to us. If we could speak to those mountains that are out there, and of course we're not talking, although I actually heard a testimony, where was it, China? So years, I cannot remember the details right now, but it was, I want to say it was somewhere in the Orient. Was it Marco Polo? Anyway, there were Christians and they were going to all be put to death. And they prayed for God to literally move a mountain, and it actually happened, physically, literally. So, nothing is impossible, although he was referring to, we're not going to be causing a geographical distribution of mountains, I don't believe, on the earth. He was speaking to the mountains that stand in our life. Praise God. All right, let's move on. Number 8, reverence to God. What does that mean? It means that we will get a full revelation of the holiness of God, because it's the holiness of God that will bring awe and the kind of honor that is due him. God is a holy God. Remember what happened to Isaiah, the 6th chapter? When he saw the Lord high and lifted up, his train filled the temple. He said, woe am I, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of a generation of children that have unclean lips. He said, I'm undone, for my eyes have seen the King of Glory. Yes, he is a majestic. We could not behold his glory. That's why when Moses said, oh, show me your glory, God, he put him in the cleft of a rock, and he said, you'll see my hindsight, because no man can see my face and live. Anyone that, John, who was the beloved apostle, leaned on the breast of Jesus. When he saw him in his glory, he fell at his feet as dead. Beloved, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So let me give a scripture. Psalm 147:11. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. So point number 8, reverence to God, Psalm 147:11. If we will get, you know, he's not just our big buddy up in the sky. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But we had better approach him with the full understanding and knowledge that he's an awesome God. Love that song, I stand in awe of you. Amen. That's the God that we serve. And number 9, and this is something that really gives God pleasure, because it's one of the most difficult things for us to do. Why? Because, as I shared in that, I think it was the first day or second day, that seeking pleasure is the strongest motivating force in our nature. Even in the animal kingdom, we seek pleasure and we want to avoid pain, any kind of pain, emotional pain, mental pain, stress, problems, or we just want the things that are going to make us happy. And of course, on a physical level, there's no question of that. That's why we've got addictions. That's why we've got all kinds of promiscuity. That's why we've got people climbing over one another to gain advantage in terms of this material world, mammon, to have fame and fortune and all the things that fallen man seeks after. And so we, even among Christians, one of the hardest things we learn, God, the Holy Spirit starts a process of sanctification after we're born again, but the last God to go, we don't fall down to graven images, beloved, but, and if we're not worshiping or seeking fame or power or money, things like that, the self, our own will, our own desires is the greatest idol that many of us are seeking to remove, asking God to just cast it down so we can submit our will to him. Why is it so hard? And why is there such joy in doing it? Because once we're able to do it, beloved, in so doing, we begin to recognize that He has our best interests at heart. He knows what's going to fulfill us and make us happy. What does that submitting our will to Him represent? It represents faith. It exemplifies trust. I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. Praise God. Philippians 2 and 13, and this is really an encouraging scripture. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Oh my goodness, He gives us not only the concept, the desire, but He gives us the enabling to do His will. What happens here? God working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure, one of my favorite passages, because we're responding to the influence of the Holy Spirit. He is working so hard in you and me to get us to find delight in God's will. And in doing so, even though we're selflessly willing to say, not my will, but Thy will be done, we find, just as Jesus did, you know, that Psalm 45, was it verse 7 or 8, that, you know, he anointed Jesus with a joy above all of His fellows, the oil of gladness. He'll do that for us. And Jesus can rejoice even more because He had perfect obedience His entire lifetime. He never sinned. He never displeased the Father. That's more than we can say about ourselves. All right, as I bring this broadcast to a close, one further passage on submitting our will to His, found in 2 Thessalonians 1:11 and 12. Wherefore, Paul speaking, we pray always for you, speaking to the church, that our God would account you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, that's a long passage. What does it say? We manifest His character, and then we will accomplish those greater works He's called us to do, thereby giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, there are yet three more things I'd like to share with you, but you'll have to tune in tomorrow's broadcast and we'll share them together. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And I invite you to tune in at the same time. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday at this time. And should you ever miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveiledchrist.org. That's UNVEILED. And you can click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I would love to hear of you. If you've never written, I would love to hear from you. And know that I pray for you. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,